Hi, this is Bob Gerst with East Coast Capital. And today's topic is the perfect home could be the one you perfect after buying. The perfect home could be one you perfect after buying. There's no denying mortgage rates and home prices are higher now than they were last year, and that's impacting what you can afford. At the same time, there are still fewer homes available for sale than the norm. These are two big hurdles buyers are facing today. But there are ways to overcome these things and still make your dream of homeownership a reality. As you set out to make a purchase this season, you'll want to be strategic. This includes taking a close look at your wish list and considering what features you really need in your next home versus which ones are nice to have. This will help you avoid overextending your budget or limiting your pool of options too much because you're searching for that perfect home. Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com, explains, "The key to making a good decision in this challenging housing market is to be laser focused on what you need now and in the years ahead. Another key point is to avoid stretching your budget, as tempting as that may be. To help identify what you really need, make a list of all the features you want to see. From there, work to break those features into categories. Here's a great way to organize your list. Must-haves. If your house doesn't have these features, it won't work for you and your lifestyle. Examples, distance from work or loved ones, number of bedrooms, bathrooms, etc. The nice-to-haves. These are features you'd love to have but can live without. Nice to haves aren't deal breakers, but if you find a home, it hits all the must-haves, and some of these, it's a contender. Example, a second home office, a garage, etc. The dream state. This is where you can really think big. Again, these aren't features you'll need, but if you find a house in your budget that has all the must-haves, most of the nice to haves, and any of these, it's a clear winner. Example, a pool, multiple walk-in closets, etc. If you're only willing to tour homes that have all of your dream features, you may be cutting down your options too much and making it harder on yourself and your budget than necessary. Well, you'd love to have these granite countertops or a pool in the backyard. Those are both things you could potentially add after you move in. Instead, it may be best to focus on finding the things that you can't change, like location or a certain number of rooms. Then you can upgrade or add some of the other features or finishes you want later on. Sometimes the perfect home is the one you perfect after buying it. Once you've categorized your list in a way that works for you, discuss your top priorities with your real estate agent. They'll be able to help you refine the list further, coach you through the best ways to stick to it, and find a home in your area that meets your top needs. The bottom line, with the current affordability challenges and limited housing supply, you want to be strategic as you can find a home that meets your needs while staying within your budget. Let's connect to make that possible. This is Bob Gerst with East Coast Capital. This blog, video, and podcast Monday through Friday at AskBobGerst.com. If you have any questions, the best way to reach me is through AskBobGerst.com. If you just see me at a local coffee shop, tap me on the shoulder. Let's sit down, have coffee, and talk about whatever you like to talk about. If you like this video, audio, or podcast, subscribe to our channel. Have a great rest of the day, great rest of the week. Enjoy life. Again, if I can be of any service to anyone, just reach out through AskBobGerst.com. Until next time, thank you.